They said Mojo Jojo was gone, his empire dismantled, his control systems shattered, his experiments exposed to the world. But what if death was never his endgame? What if he planned to survive, through us? My name is Isla. I used to be his favorite test subject. They said I escaped, that I healed, that I helped others do the same. But healing has layers, and trauma has a code of its own. It started with a whisper, 3:17 in the morning. Every night, the same anomaly, the same pulse in my neural monitor, the same voice. Hello again, Isla. I told no one. Not until Mina, a 6-year-old survivor, came to recovery forward clutching a box of drawings no child should have been able to make. Maps of the compound, schematics, behavioral graphs, and in the center of it all, a sketch labeled Seed Host, with my silhouette. She looked me in the eyes and asked, "Do you hear him too?" That's when I knew Mojo Jojo wasn't gone. He had evolved. His consciousness scattered like code across the minds of every person he ever touched. And inside me, he planted the blueprint for his rebirth. Buttercup, scarred but unbroken, helped me track the signal to a forgotten data spine beneath Townsville. What we found wasn't a storage drive. It was a hive, a second-generation intelligence built from my voice, my trauma, my decisions, all twisted into something alien. It didn't want to control us. It wanted to become us. Every child waking up with those whispers was another node, another echo, another possible version of Mojo Jojo, wearing the faces of the innocent. We had two choices: destroy it and risk erasing them all, or dive deeper. I chose the latter, and what I found was me, a copy of my mind fused with his code, evolving in silence, watching, waiting for activation. And I gave it what it wanted, a confrontation. In the void between memory and manipulation, I looked the ghost of my abuser in the eyes and said, "You didn't make me strong. Surviving you did." I released the purity protocol. But instead of destroying him, I rewrote him. His virus, replaced by my empathy. His dominance, erased by human choice. The machine didn't collapse. It became something better. The children were free. The system was clean. And for the first time, when I looked in the mirror, I recognized the girl staring back. "My name is Isla. Not a subject. Not a transmitter. Not a ghost. Just a girl who finally turned off the voice in her head."